Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you as always by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Andrew P. Shea, it is our treat to you to have Andy in here, subbing in for Greg. Greg somehow got cleared for vacation. I didn't give him authorization for that, but Andy's here for the next hour with us. We're talking Penn State football, recruiting. We're also going to continue our look at the depth chart in 2018. That's part of our series today. I believe will be the running backs. So you're going to have your thoughts, Andy, on the running back situation. One of the big variables, I think, going into 2018.
Yeah, you might think it's the most important if on the surface, but to me,
I don't agree with that.
It's not
right.
It's the one everyone nationally is talking about because of 26.
Yeah,
but really, if you dig inside this team, it's on the other side of the ball. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, let's save our good thoughts. I don't know about you, but I only have so many of them to go around. I don't want to use them now. We'll also do a little round of buy or sell. I'm going to throw some propositions out there. A lot of 2018 stuff, maybe some recruiting stuff for Andy. He's going to agree or disagree with those. Jeff Brown will join us in a little while to talk some Penn State basketball. A couple of tough losses for them. Michigan and Nebraska. I wouldn't say they're reeling, but they had some opportunities there at the end of the season. And for a bunch of different reasons, it just didn't happen for them. But we'll get into that a little bit later. I want to get into Penn State football news. Not a lot of major news, but one thing I wanted to get to, Andy, was the roster update that Penn State sent out, whatever it's been, a week or 10 days ago. You and I haven't had a chance to talk about that. And there's some really interesting stuff on there. I feel like you might have a strong position on moving Lamont Wade from cornerback to safety.
Yeah, you're talking about the heights and weights and all that geeky stuff.
Yeah, I
like
it.
That. I love it too. I think the Lamont Wade move was a two-prong move. I mean, he's a slot corner. He's not in Penn State's defense anymore, a pure corner. So I think, and there was a need at the safety position. He has some skill sets despite being a in stature smaller quote-unquote player. There are some things that he can do as a safety and run support and ball hawking that I think serve them well. And Penn State clearly has a need. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I also think there was no room at the end at pure corner at his, you know, number one recruited preferred quote-unquote position because I think Tariq Castro-Fields is just going to be a NFL first-round draft pick stud. I mean, I think the kid's going to be that good. And John Reed's coming back. So Lamont Wade is good enough that you have to have that kid on the field. So you can't get him on the field as a pure corner. You're not going to get him on the field the majority of the snaps as a, you know, as the third corner or the, you know, that slot corner nickelback type thing. So the move to safety to me makes sense. I think it's intriguing. I think as long as he embraces it, and I think the kid loves to hit people, I think Penn State's proven defensively under Brent Pry, they know how to use an aggressive physical safety. The size is almost irrelevant to me. Marcus Allen was a bigger aggressive safety. This one's a smaller. What's the difference? Just 2-3 inches? I don't see that as a problematic to me. And purely as a ball hawk, I think Lamont Wade's a better ball hawk than Marcus Allen was.
Yeah, 100%. I think that Penn State, there are a few little pockets of where Penn State believes they can make transitions to address depth. And I think a lot of times if push comes to shove, they'll start a guy like Lamont Wade at cornerback. And then you can never have too many physical, stick-like glue cornerbacks, athletic kids who move to safety. And this is one area where, yeah, Penn State's replacing two safeties, but I believe that you can, maybe not addition by subtraction, but what you might lose with the physical presence, the reliability of Marcus Allen, Troy Apke in that conversation too, you can make up for with guys who can make plays on the ball, you know, and I think that's the one little push and pull that Penn State's going to make with Lamont Wade back there. And you said, like, size, you know, the height matters, especially if you're going to be back deep. But, you know, I think Lamont Wade, even 3-5 inches shorter than Marcus Allen, will still be a better ball defender than Marcus Allen was. It's not to knock Marcus Allen. I think Lamont Wade as a cornerback is really good. just the height thing, but the, you know, in terms of being physical, I don't care about the height as much as is your body up for that? Are you willing to get in the box and be physical? And I think in both cases, it's yes with Lamont Wade.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a definite yes. And to a degree, it's a reflection on a little bit on Aaron Monroe. You know,
if you felt great about Aaron Monroe, there's a good chance you don't move Lamont Wade. You move Lamont Wade because he can start for you.
Correct. You move Lamont Wade because he has to be on the field. He can start. You think he's better than anybody else you've got there right now. And, you know, on the flip side, you're not sure that Aaron Monroe has caught up to where you want him to catch up and be at this point. You know, because I think maybe he's in play at the other safety. I mean, I think, you know, you got to look. Nick Scott's on that train as well. But safety is one of the big positions. And it was interesting that James didn't address it initially after recruit, you know, after they locked down the 2018 class. And when he doesn't address it, it means he's not concerned about it. And I'm like, they should be concerned about safety.
Yeah.
And now you know why.
And this is one of the reasons why I love the roster update so much, is you get some breadcrumbs. This isn't a breadcrumb so much, but you get breadcrumbs about what might be happening with guys, because I think they're pretty forthcoming when it comes to heights and weights.
Yes.
I don't think they really fluff that up a little bit. And if a guy is down and you don't expect him to be down, they're not that concerned about it. And you saw some of the defensive linemen, offensive linemen down a few pounds. Right. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to find out whether that's purposeful or whether that's just tear down to build back up.
It's a tear down to build back up. You have to slim to win. You know, you can't be – if you're – you can't be 341 pounds in December and January if you're going to play at 341 pounds. You got to go down and then back up. So, anyway –
I never went down. I'm on a steady ascent. This is a Keystone Kickoff Show, talking some Penn State football, talking some Penn State recruiting, talking news and notes right now. And this is a little bit newsy. We mentioned it last week. James Franklin is coming to Mechanicsburg March 15th, which in a few days we can say this month, which is unbelievable. Time just flies. But he's coming to
Stocks Manor.
Stocks Manor. I'm sorry. Yeah, March 15th. It's a benefit for uplifting athletes. You can hear from the man. And, you know, he's got so much to say, Andy, about football leadership. I think he's a student of a lot of different disciplines in life, and I think he's going to cover all that ground.
Yeah, the interesting thing is this is your chance, if you're in central Pennsylvania or anywhere remotely close, to actually spend some one-on-one time with James Franklin. You know, that's the opportunity. It was a commitment he made to uplifting athletes. He supports what the Penn State chapter does. He had 50-some, I think Scott Shirley said, 50-something, you know, invitations and he had two open dates. And so he kept his commitment to, you know, the student athlete chapter and to uplifting athletes. And he's going to show up at Stocks Manor from 5 to 7 on March 15th. And you can get your tickets. You can just go to our website, upliftingathletes.org, right there. You can't miss it. Big old picture of Coach James Franklin. Click on it. Take you right to your opportunity to get tickets. Tickets and sponsorships. But it's going to be – it's an evening with Coach Franklin. It's 2 hours. Little VIP if you pony up and want to be a VIP and be one-on-one with James. But he'll be there for 2 hours.
You know, a lot can be said about James. The one thing, you know, in these situations, and maybe not so much press conferences necessarily, because he's got to be a little bit more guarded there, but colorful, insightful. He'll say some funny stuff. He'll make fun of himself. And he really thrives in these situations. And it highlights stuff like this, the difference between James and Bill O'Brien, is that Bill O'Brien begrudgingly did these types of things, and probably if he had two open dates and 50 invitations, he might keep his two open dates. It's just not who he was. He was a football coach. This is stuff that James Franklin is not only willing to do, but he really likes to do it. And I think it comes through when you see him and hear from him.
It's hard for him to pick and choose, too, because, you know, in James's world, he'd like to do 30 of the 50, to be honest.
Right.
He really would.
He would, yeah.
He really would. That's just his wheelhouse. And the fact that he can only choose two makes it harder for him, because this is something he enjoys. It's kind of like a extension of recruiting. Although he's not selling you the program, he's teaching you about the program in these type of settings.
The branding never stops.
It never stops.
You know, and the branding of himself and what he means to the program and all that stuff, it never stops. He gets it. He understands that. Let me circle back to the rosters. Anything else stand out about weights, heights, numbers, positions, whatever?
Yeah, no, there was...
The Nick Tarburton thing was interesting because he came out at 260, he was listed, and then right. It's down to, I think, 243.
241, 243.
So there, a couple weights weren't all the way updated, including Damian Barber, who is listed now, I believe, at 278.
Yeah,
that... 245 initially.
That, with that long of a frame, he is a long frame. Is that an inside-outside? He's a big guy inside.
It's a big long frame, though. He's not narrow. He's not narrow. He's a wide, long frame. It's very unique, and it's one of the things that stood out to me about him in his recruitment is that you can see what he is. You can see what he accomplished at Harrisburg, but you can also see there's a lot to build on there, and he moves well with that big frame. So I'm really curious to see. That fascinates me is what can a guy do? What does he look like when he beefs up 30, 40 pounds?
Is it a prelude to a move inside? A big body inside is easier?
Well, he's listed now, a tackle.
Which is he going to be? I don't look at the positions, I think, generally speaking, other than the ends, and you know who the rush ends are.
Yeah.
Everybody else is kind of a swing.
Yeah.
I mean, Buchholz is still – don't you think Buchholz could still be a swing any given Saturday?
Well, what they have at the true defensive end spots allows them to keep that in that position.
Correct.
Really makes a lot more sense in the big picture to keep Ryan Buchholz as a swing as opposed to moving him.
They're more situationally set up to be aggressive defensively across the front than they ever have been because they can use four or five different player line combinations based on what the situation is on the field, not just what the team is doing, but what the situation is. Do they need to hold and be stronger against the run? Do they need to be more aggressive and create mayhem? Or do they just need to line four burners up and come at you and make the pocket a crazy place to exist? They can do it all based on the situation. And I think that's sort of what they've been aiming for, and I think now they've got it.
Well, you got your cloggers, you know, your Parker Cothran, your Curtis Cothran.
Correct.
Gone. You still have Robert Windsor and Kevin Givens as your likely starters, but now I think you have a little bit more fluid attack up front.
Didn't Windsor drop like 15, 20 pounds?
He did.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Is it philosophical?
Is it down than up?
Yeah.
Or is it be faster? I don't know.
We'll find a couple little things. I'm just going to breeze through them. Shaquan Anderson Butts committed to Penn State, signed on for, I guess he didn't sign, committed to a junior college. Now he's going to Milford Academy. He'll be a defensive back. Maybe not, ends up at Penn State. NFL Combine starts this week, Friday, March 2nd. Saquon Barkley will be part of that first group. Penn State offered a 2019 quarterback from California, Jaden Daniels. I think it's interesting. They're still pushing the gas pedal. Blue-white game, April 21st, 3 p.m. We didn't get a chance to get too far into those topics, but maybe we will later. We're moving on here. We're going to look at Penn State's running back situation in 2018. Stick around.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.